Thank you for joining us this afternoon for Give Me 5 Training 120, Getting Your DUNS Number. I'm Michael Fravel, Program and Education Coordinator for Women Impacting Public Policy. As a quick overview, Women Impacting Public Policy is the voice for women in business in our nation's capital, advocating for and on behalf of women and minorities in business in the legislative processes of our nation. And we also have 31 instant impact teams throughout the country that you can engage with on a local level. Women Impacting Public Policy and American Express Open launched Give Me 5 to help women business owners win government contracts. We provide resources and information, including a full range of webinar training sessions like this one, designed to help navigate the federal procurement process. Before we begin, I just have a few housekeeping items. We're recording this presentation, including the question and answer segment, and the podcast and training materials will be available on the Give Me 5 website. We like to keep these sessions interactive, and we invite your questions as the session is delivered. During the presentation, if you have any questions for our instructor, you may unmute your line by pushing *6 and send your question immediately via the chat function on the right side of the webinar. You can also hold your question for the question and answer segment at the end of the training. Lastly, your feedback is very important to us. Please take a moment to share your thoughts on the Give Me 5 feedback survey that will be in your inbox, along with links to the podcast of this presentation shortly after the session. Today's course is an introduction to Dun & Bradstreet, a company that plays an integral role in getting your business registered to do business with the government. Today's session will explain what a DUNS number is and how to obtain one, as well as offering an overview of how Dun & Bradstreet provides services to small businesses. I'm very pleased to introduce our speaker today, Phyllis Meyer. Phyllis holds a master's in accounting from UNC Greensboro and has been employed with Dun & Bradstreet for 25 years. Phyllis has served in many capacities with Dun & Bradstreet and is currently the leader of partnership marketing. So without further ado, Phyllis, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, Michael, and thanks to all who have joined today. I speak to businesses throughout the U.S. that are very interested in securing procurement opportunities with the federal government, and I speak to businesses that are also interested in securing procurement opportunities with the private sector as well. So I'm bringing you 25 years of experience of working with small businesses, women minority-owned businesses, and helping them understand how is it that they can partner with DNB to enable their success. And I always ask the question when I start off talking with small business owners or women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, et cetera, and I say, you know, how much do you know about what D&B does currently, because it impacts your business? And secondly, how do you understand how to partner with D&B to enable further success within your business? Did I hear a question? Okay. All right, I'll keep going. So I want to be able to hopefully during our time together share with you, number one, a bit about our company, how we go about using information, collecting information that enables businesses' success and their future. So let me start with first sharing with you, what is DNB's aspiration? What is our goal? What do we do? Well, DNB's focused on delivering insight to companies for all of their business decisions. And that's an interesting piece, that the word all. And I'm going to share with you what that how that entails, because a lot of companies, you know, they've heard that name. D&B is a household name, but they don't know how we do it, what we do, and that's what I'm hoping to educate you about today. Our aspiration is to be the most trusted source of commercial insight so a customer is supplied with confidence. That's what we do every day. And now I'm going to talk to you about how we do it. So every day, companies make decisions that greatly impact and can even break businesses. And I want to talk about that because the awareness and owning that process and partnering with D&B is critically important. As an example, in risk management, we help companies own and understand the total risk exposure within their customer portfolio. Through our data and the insight in our data, that fuels that understanding, identifying aggressively collecting on high-risk accounts so that that cash flow is not interrupted, benefiting from frequently assessed risk of all of the customers, not only the ones that are critical either to because of the amount of money they currently have owing to the company, but overall, what is the financial health of the AR in a particular business? Using credit resources more efficiently can actually help companies save money. And verifying prospects and customer and supply data to make sure they're compliant with any of the government regulations that are out there. Very, very important for brand, and obviously we all know, we read about them in the paper, not doing some of those things can actually be very, very costly based on litigation that we all have seen in the news. The second thing that I want to just focus the attention is in sales and marketing. How does D&B play a part in sales and marketing? Well, we have our data helps companies uncover who and how their biggest and most important customers are, also helping them understand untapped opportunities within these customers. So it's interesting that you know do you know your top customers? How big are they? And are there additional opportunities with companies you've already got inroads in, which is very challenging, as we all know, to make that and get that valued relationship? How do you untap the untapped opportunities that probably are sitting there within your own customers? And then acquiring new growth customers. How do you find new customers that look like your best customers? Wouldn't that be great to find additional ones that are already looking like the ones that have performed very well for your organization? And then reallocating sales force based on relevant growth. And then we also help in the supply management function of a business operation, helping understand who and when and why to reduce suppliers, to increase your negotiation leverage, find significant savings, uncover risk and dependencies on suppliers to reduce your failure of your supply management failure. So our data fuels for a lot of companies in these three areas, in addition to compliance that companies have to do based on regulations through the government. So a lot of companies may not know, and hopefully in that quick overview, how we play a part in helping companies within the risk space, within their sales and marketing operations, as well as in their supply chain. I'm going to go to the next, which really talks about how companies rely on business credit worthiness to make critical decisions, whether to sell to a company, whether to lend money to a company, which we all know is very challenging today, to be a viable business partner, to lease equipment to help grow a business, increase your line of credit, help you carry more inventory at competitive pricing, give you favorable finance terms and rates, and help you stack up favorably against other companies competing in your space. That's how D&B can help. And companies come to us to answer all of those questions for them. So now you know, when I started to talk about how important it is that you are understanding what D&B is doing in the business community and how it impacts companies that you own or manage. Now, I'm going to stop for just a second, and I want to just share a fun fact. I've got a couple fun facts. Just again, my goal is to help you truly understand D&B as a company and how D&B helps and drives information decisions of companies that you're working with, and certainly, hopefully, share with you how D&B can help you as well. So here's a fun fact, and you're welcome to unmute your phone to answer, or in the public chat, feel free to show me an answer. Did you know that there were four presidents who have worked for D&B? D&B is a very old company. We were established back in the 1800s, and we've had four presidents work for us. Do you have an idea who they are? This is a very challenging one, doing it in a web format, right? So I'm going to go ahead and just share with you. The next is Abraham Lincoln. Grant, Cleveland, and McKinley. All four presidents have worked for Dun & Bradstreet. Again, shows you not only how long we've been, but just to give you a fun fact about D&B. I have one more as we progress through our conversation today. Now, this is not meant to scare anyone or alarm you, but it is what it is. Our database, D&B being the world provider database globally of information, the largest database, our database tracks business changes. They are rapidly changing in our economy. Just in the U.S. alone, in the next 60 minutes, just take a look at what's happened. By the time that we have finished this call, 322 suits, liens, judgments will be filed, 82 business phone numbers change, 57 addresses will have changed, 99 directorships will have changed, CEO, CFO, the O-level. 58 new businesses will have opened their doors, 2 companies changed their name, and 11 filed bankruptcy. And that last one may have, that may start increasing. Right now we've ticked it at about 11, but that's an alarming rate that continues to increase. So you think about it. Over the next 60 minutes, the time that we're here together, all of those changes are happening. How do you keep up with those changes as a business person? How do you keep up with those changes? And how do companies that are looking to do business with you keep up with those changes? Well, again, they come to D&B. Well, how does D&B keep up with all those changes? That's what I want to share with you, because through that education, you can actually understand how D&B can be a partner with you and your business to help secure that governmental procurement opportunity, or in the private sector, an opportunity with a company that you're looking to do business with. So how do we do it? Well, we talk about at D&B and talk to our customers about how we do it in the context of 5 key drivers. This is called our Dun's Right process. And a Dun's Right process takes into consideration 5 different drivers that actually work together in providing the insight that fuels those customer decisions that I've shared with you in risk management and sales and marketing, as well as supply management. So I'm going to talk about each one of them, first being the global data collection. I've stated that D&B has the world's largest global commercial database. And how do we do that? How do we bring all of that data that's sitting out there in so many formats? How do we bring it together? Well, we bring it from a variety of sources, and I'll talk to those sources in just a minute. But they're very diverse sources around the globe that come in every single day, and we bring that information together. We do something very quickly, and I'm going to talk about it in a bit, match it. We assign a DUNS number, which is what's very important if you're dealing with the federal government. You have to have a DUNS number, and I want to talk about how you get one. And then we also provide something called corporate linkage and predictive indicators. And through that process becomes insightful information about a business and how to do business with them. To do business with them, not to do business, and what type of terms to do business with them. Let's talk about that global data piece. That global data, we collect and complete most of our data about customers, prospects, and suppliers. And how do we do it? Well, we get direct information through phone calls, news, media. We get financial reports. We get payment history. We get over 693 million trade records updated annually on how companies are paying their bills. It's not coming from them, so it's a very unbiased source of information. And it really shows how that company is operating and paying their bills. Public records, government registries, web sources, and directories. So we have, and it says here over 100 million, actually I'm going to correct that, it's over 162 million businesses in our global database, which represents over 200 countries. We do over 1.5 million updates daily. I showed you that alarming stat of how many changes were happening in just the U.S. alone in 60 minutes. We're doing over 1.1 million updates to our database on a daily basis. So that does show you the comprehensiveness of the D&B database worldwide. a lot of times companies that I'm working, that I'm talking with ask me, well, where do you get the data from? Okay, so you're doing 1.5 million updates. You've got over 162 million companies in your global database. How do you get all these how do you get this information? And a lot of people think, well, it comes from the business owner. In reality, we do talk to the business owner, but in reality, it comes from so many a variety of resources: telephone company, internet media, payment history, courts, company financials, direct diversity data, company government registries. So we have a variety of sources that we get our information in daily about your company. And then once we get all that global information coming in from different sources, then what we do is we have to bring it together. And that's called our next driver of our process, which is entity matching. We bring all of those disparate pieces of data, which alone is interesting but certainly not insightful. We bring it all together. We match it, resulting in a single, more accurate picture of a business entity. So that's a very, that's one of the things that is our competitive advantage, is our ability to take all of this information, bring it together, and present it in one format so that you understand a business is represented with all of those key data elements that we've collected. And we're telling you that that all is represented under that business. The next driver that, now that we've taken all of this global information, we've now brought it together through a matching process that says all of this information belongs to XYZ company, we then assign a DUNS number. A DUNS number is, if you're working with the government or you're looking to do business with the government, is a very critical necessity. You cannot set up, and I'll talk about this in just a second, through the CCR registry, which is how you get paid if you're doing work with the government. You're not going to be able to establish yourself in the registry without a DUNS number. And a DUNS number is a number recognized around the globe. It's a unique identifier tracking the business globally through many changes it goes through. So all of that information is now brought to one entity. We assign a DUNS number, which allows us to check and correct and maintain all of the changes that a business will go through during its lifetime, its existence. Just to give you a pictorial on what that looks like, you know, how we track it, again, all of those things that I told you about that we collect data on a daily basis, 1.5 million updates daily from all of those different sources, that's how we track. All of that information comes in, we match it, and then we append it to the DUNS number, and that's what's creating the business file for that particular entity. And that DUNS number stays with that company from the beginning of that company through the existence of it. And the best way to think about a DUNS number is kind of like your Social Security number. It is a number that stays with the life of the business, and it doesn't change. The next thing is how you get one of those DUNS numbers, which is probably maybe why some of the folks came in to this webinar, is to I'm looking to do business with the government, but they say I need a DUNS number. Well, how do I get a DUNS number? You get a DUNS number a couple of ways. One, there is no charge to getting a DUNS number. Okay, so that's a free service. You can get a DUNS number within 30 days in the normal business process. We say normal 30 days. You'll find that it's probably less than that, but to meet your expectations, we always tell everyone to expect and prepare a 30-day process to getting that DUNS number, and I'll talk about why that time frame. But the more important thing is, and I do stress upon business owners, is that getting a DUNS number and working with the federal government, getting a DUNS number is not alone establishing and completing your D&B credit file. That essentially is getting you listed into the database that I told you about, that's the world's largest database. You have to get a DUNS number, and then you actually have to make sure that you're managing that file, just like you manage your personal credit file. You want to know what's in it, how to actually improve your scores if you're going to seek a loan, or you're going to buy a house, or you're doing something personally. You take a very avid role in managing your personal credit. It is no different in business credit. Applying for a loan, insurance rates, working and presenting yourself to the government for bidding process, in the private sector, working to get better terms, negotiating rates, etc. all of that is from being, companies do come to D&B to help them make those decisions. So you need to make sure that you're managing the Dun & Bradstreet report so it represents you in the best light possible to these different situations that your company is depending on to come to. Now, if you look at the 1-800 number, there's also an 800 number. You can go onto dnb.com, and there's a step action that will walk you through how to get a DUNS number, but there's also a phone number that you can actually speak to someone, and they can actually help you establish, get the DUNS number, and help you understand different ways that you can leverage and manage your credit file to your advantage and set you and position you for, again, those opportunities such as going to acquire capital funding or government bidding or any of those things. You want to make sure you're presenting yourself as best that you can, because those companies in that private sector and public sector is pulling the information about your company to make those decisions. So I'm going to stop for just a moment, and I'm going to talk about another fun fact. It's interesting about these two fun facts, how dated they are, but it is interesting that D&B sponsored two inventions during the 1870s as well as the 1880s. Does anyone have an idea, want to guess what those inventions? Everyone on this phone has probably touched one of those inventions at some point in time. Not today, but in the past. So let's see what those inventions were. Well, D&B sponsored the carbon paper. I'm taking everyone back to memory lane here. And the typewriter. So if you remember, that's I always like to talk about some fun facts. We actually sponsored the invention of both of those, the carbon paper and the typewriter. Well, it seems so long ago that typewriters were in existence, don't they? Let's keep going and talk about another part of the process, which is the corporate linkage. So I've talked to you about how we collect the data, the many variety of sources, how large our database is, how we bring all that, all those pieces of disparate data into a matching system so that we bring it all together in one single view, and then we assign a DUNS number for tracking of all the changes that go on in the life cycle of business. And the other thing that we do that helps companies out there is really understand what is the linkage between companies. Very important when you're trying to understand the risk that you have with a company. You may think that, again, you're doing business with one entity, and I'm going to give you a pictorial just to help explain this a bit further. If you look on your screen right now, D&B's corporate linkage can help you understand the entire depth and breadth of a corporate family. So if you're dealing with, as an example, we'll look on the far left, the circle. Let's say you're dealing with a branch of Clayco, but you really didn't understand that Clayco branch is actually a part of the ultimate, a larger company. And how is that company doing? Is there opportunity from a risk perspective to sell more to the company because they're in good standing? And that whole family membership is doing well. They're growing. Or maybe on the negative side, there's some financial distress within the family members. Well, that can actually impact a location or a subsidiary of that family member. And companies depend on this type of pictorial and understanding and insight when making a full understanding and reporting on how their companies are doing, their customers are doing. Especially if it's a very important customer to them, they need to know the depth and breadth of that family tree. Now think of it from a selling perspective as well. You're already in maybe two or three of these locations, but you find out, wow, there's five other places that I could be selling my goods and services to. Through this pictorial and understanding of the family tree, you could then, it's very easy if you've got a track record with a company, that you can actually share that track record and get in different locations or different subsidiaries of that company given the performance that you've had with the entity that you're dealing with. It's a great opportunity for finding those additional untapped opportunities for your products and services. So that's just another way that D&B's insightful information helps drive business decisions in corporate America. Now, I want to go to another driver, which is predictive indicators. Through these predictive indicators, and again, I'm going to go back to the beginning, through the collection of the data, matching it, assigning the DUNS number, finding the corporate linkage, and understanding who belongs to who and what's going on in that family entity, we actually have been able to put together predictive indicators that scores and says, what's the likelihood of this company being in business for the next 12 months or longer? What's the likelihood of having delinquency in receiving your payment for a particular with a particular company? And these models, we go backwards and we validate them given what we know. You know, we always call that hindsight is perfect, right? You take that hindsight, we go back and retroscore our modeling to make sure that those models are very predictive, and they are very predictive. They can predict future, like I said, future growth, future opportunities of where there might be segment growth, as well as for the predominance is used to help understand risk and the likelihood of delinquencies or failure or forfeiture. And that, when you look at all of those predictive indicators, you can help then, you know, everyone talks about, well, if I had a crystal ball. Well, that's kind of the best way to describe predictive indicators. It's like a crystal ball looking into the future. Using the past, build models, validate the models, and then you can help predict the future. Very, very insightful, and a lot of companies do use those to help drive their business decisions going forward, especially if they're looking to engage in a longer-term opportunity. So one of the things, as I kind of bring it back in, if you think about how D&B helps women businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, large businesses, we provide information. We're the largest global database, and we provide this information that fuels the business decisions that go on in the risk space, the sales and marketing space, as well as the supply space. So you as a business owner need to understand that D&B has, first of all, does D&B have a business information report on your company, a credit file on your company? Yes, no. If not, and you're looking to do business with the government, you immediately need to set up and call in, go on D&B.com, or call into the 800 number to get your DUNS number. And then from there, you can go into the CCR registry and proceed with the process to secure these great opportunities for contracting. And I think, Michael, you had indicated there was over $5 billion worth of revenue opportunities for women businesses through America. I think I'm looking back on the slide right now, and women business owners could gain more than $5 billion in annual revenues if the 5% contracting goal by Congress was reached. Great opportunity. But again, you know, I work with a lot of the agencies. I'm actually on the speaker network with a lot of the agencies on how to gain those procurement opportunities. And they all talk about do your homework. Do your homework. And part of your homework is having a business plan, having a marketing plan, have your website, you know, up and running for you, representing your business well. Help, and then securing your DUNS number, making sure that that credit file is working for you and helping you get presented in the way that will help you secure those business opportunities. In addition, you want to stay on top of that file. Not only just do you want to establish it, just like your personal, you want to stay on top of that file to enable growing that and showing your business. Your business is expanding, make sure that your Dun & Bradstreet report shows that expansion. How you do that? You go into dnb.com, update your own report up in the right-hand corner. It allows you to make those changes to your company report so that it always reflects what's currently going on in your business. And then lastly, we talk about not only looking at D&B from your own company's perspective, but making sure that companies that you're looking to do business with, that they're in good standings, that if you're looking to extend credit terms to a company that you're doing business with, make sure that you understand what that company is about. Who are they? How are they doing? And then bring good business into your business. The other thing that we suggest that we're working on, especially from a government perspective, is you know, there are companies out there that they alone may not be able to bid and secure a government contract based on size, based on parameters, specifications on the RFP. But if you teamed with another company, then you know what? Together, you actually can present yourself as a larger company, have more capital, be able to actually bid on a job that may be out of your reach as a sole, as the entity that you are, but teamed with another entity or several entities, teaming effort themselves can actually apply and secure these government contracts. But before you do that, again, make sure you know and do your homework. Who are those companies? What do those companies represent? How well are they financially? Do they pay their bills on time? Have they worked for the government before? Make sure there's no debarment there. Those are all things and insightful data that DMB has that you could tap into and be more than happy to help you out with that. At this point, what I'd like to do is I'd like to open up and see if there are questions, because I have been talking quite a bit, and I'm certain that there are questions out there, and I'd like to make sure that I share and answer, and if I can't answer those, I will specifically get back with answers. So, Michael, I'd like to open it up for question and answers.
Yes, anybody who has a question now, I invite you to ask it. You can either push *6 and ask that question directly, or you can type it into the chat function. I do have one question here just to get started. How does the government use DNB data?
Oh, great question, Michael. So first of all, number one, they want to make sure that if they do it at times, some of the government agencies actually do it and use it as a weeding out process at the beginning of the process that they're looking at. If you're listed with DMB, are you in good standings? Do you have a rating? How large are you? They may use it to weed out at the beginning. Others use the information. I know I was speaking with someone with the Department of Defense, and when they get down to the top five or the bottom three, whatever they've narrowed that procurement opportunity down to, they then pull a DMB. Just to make sure that they absolutely, before they award that contract, that they know who they're dealing with and that that company is in good standing. They'll pull a DMB just to validate all the information. So they use it to help screen. They use it also in that final procurement before awarding that bid.
Okay, thank you. I may have some other questions coming in, but I actually have one more. Business owners notified when a company or an agency requests the data or the DNB business report from them?
You know, Michael, that's a good question that comes up so frequently. The answer is no. So when part of your homework and being on top of as a business owner, you want to make sure that you are aware of what's going on in your Dun & Bradstreet report, because you are not notified if you're out there bidding for a job. Chances are they're going to check DMB, and you should anticipate that, but you are not notified if a company has made an request for your Dun & Bradstreet report. It's very different than consumer credit. This is commercial credit, so it's very different in that respect that you are not notified when an inquiry has been made on your business file.
Well, thanks, Phyllis. And I'm just going to open this up. Does anybody else have any more questions? I know there's a lot covered here, but I want to give an opportunity to anybody. You can push *6 if you want to ask it directly. Okay. Well, I think that if anybody has questions for us, you're always welcome to contact me here, and I will make sure that Phyllis gets your information. And you know, sometimes you think about those later. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. So, Phyllis, thank you for the great presentation. And thank you to everybody on the line for joining us and participating on this call. I hope that you found this information helpful. A podcast of this presentation will be sent along with a survey about this call today. So I really encourage you all to take a look at that, and the recording will be there for future use. It'll be up on the Give Me 5 website. Give Me 5 is part of a series of programs powered by WIP, the Women, Money, and Opportunity series, including Give Me 5, Women Accessing Capital, Entrepreneurs, Energy, and the Environment, and Women and Technology Today. These are all programs that bring you educational webinars and events coming to your areas. So definitely worth checking out. You can find links to them through Give Me 5 or through the Women Impacting Public Policy site. And also, registration is now posted for the WIP Annual Leadership Conference. So if you want the latest information on policies affecting your bottom line and an opportunity to meet policymakers and other successful women business owners, I encourage you to attend. We'll be kicking off the conference, actually, with an in-depth Give Me 5 workshop that will hone in on some crucial skills you need to respond to proposals. So keep an eye out for details about that and mark your calendar for September 27th through 29th. For more information and to register, please go to the WIP website, wip.org. WIP and American Express Open are dedicated to opening federal procurement opportunities for women business owners. Thank you all.